A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Hey, Nazir 5A, pagination is 9. We'll start on the facing page with the topic of a Nazir Olam, which our Gemara maintains is learnt from the story of Avshalom. So we have a pasuk regarding Avshalom in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yedalid, pasuk Chaf Vav, Uvegalcho es Rosho, when Avshalom would shave his head, Ki Kaved Olav, because it was very heavy, his hair, Vegilcho, and he would shave it off. And it was notable. It was a noteworthy event that it was very heavy, etc. So we're told that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, and as we're learning out from this topic, that he was allowed to periodically, every 12 months, shave his head, and at that time he would bring certain karbanos. The Gemara over here, four lines from the bottom, V'nozir olam heicha ksiv, where is the topic of nozir olam written in the psukim? Rashi tells us, shemekil besar, that he's able to cut, umevi shalosh behemos, and he brings at that time the karbanos described. The Tanya we learned. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Avshalom Nazir Olam Hoya, Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, Shenemar Vayihimi Ketz Arbayim Shana. We have a Pasuk in the book of Shmuel, Perek Tesvav Pasuk Zayin, that it was after 40 years, and we'll have to discuss in reference to what. Vayomer Avshalom El HaMelech, and Avshalom told his father, the king David, Elchana, let me go, va'ashalem es nedora yashanadarti l'ashem bechevron, and I have to go and fulfill my vows in Chevron. Umegaleach echad l'shnei asar chodesh, and we know that he can do this cutting once in 12 months. Shenemar vayihimi ketz yomim layomim. V'yalif yamim yamim mibate orechoma. We have a comparison from these words of days, length of days. How many days? So we learn it out from the topic of redemption of a city. Mahasam yud beis chodesh afkan yud beis chodesh. Just like it says by the redemption topic, yamim tihiye geulaso. It shall be days for the redemption. V'imlo yigal ad melos lo shana tamima, and the pasuk elaborates and says it's referring to one full year. So too over here, a full year elapsed. He was able to make his hair lighter, his head lighter by cutting the hair. And from here, we have an actual real life story about a person who was a Nazir Olam, and what he did. The Rambam, in the Zirus Gimel Yud Beis, tells us, Nazir Olam im hichbid sairo, if his hair became heavy for him, mekel besar, he can cut it, mishnei masach chodesh ad shnei masach chodesh, once every 12 months, when 12 months have elapsed, umevi karbano shalosh behemos, and he brings three animals as karbanos when he does so. And the Rambam in fact writes, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya, and Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Davar ze halacha hi mipi haKabbalah. We're not really learning from Avshalom these halachas. These halachas are tradition from Moshe. But we have a real-life example in the Psukim because of Avshalom's behavior. Now, moving down on today's blot to about 18 lines from the bottom, you'll see at the end of a line, Hani Arba'im Shana, these 40 years that were mentioned in the Pasuk that Avshalom decided that 12 months have elapsed and he's going to do his ceremony of cutting his hair. Maya Vidatayu, what did the 40 years have to do with the story? Rabbi Nehoroi Omer, Rabbi Nehoroi explained, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Leketz Mem Shana Sheshalu Lohen Melech. The significance of 40 years was that it's 40 years since the Jewish people asked for a king. Rashi explains that it was the 37th year of David's reign. Indeed, David would reign for 40 years, but that's not the 40 years that our Gemara is making reference to. David is king for 37 years, and 3 years before that, the Jewish people had asked for a king and were granted Shaul as king. And therefore, 40 years after the Jewish people asked for a king, the fallout with Avshalom is going to develop. Let's spend a moment and appreciate the history over here. Avshalom was the son of an Eshes Yefas Toar, a woman that David captured in battle, and later married her, as described in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ki Tse. that such a thing is permitted to be done according to certain parameters. In the book of Shmuel, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud, we find the Navi rebuking David on his taking of Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriah. And he took her by having Uriah killed. And the rebuke was that the sword will be an impact on David's family. And there will be Ra'a mi Beisecha, an evil that comes from his house that will cause him tremendous pain. And that was foretelling the rebellion of this Avshalom that we are discussing. At the end of 40 years from the time that the Jewish people asked for a king, this incident came to haunt them, so to speak, in that they asked for a king and Avshalom would rebel against the king and try to create a monarchy of his own, being that he in some way was like an independent because his grandfather was a neighboring country, not Jewish. And on some level, on the family tree, he saw himself as a unique player. When he had to run away from the Jewish people for a period of time because he killed Amnon, so he fled to Geshur, to his maternal grandfather. And now, this is being visited upon the people 40 years after they asked for a king. Now, so that's Miketz Arba'im Shana according to our Gemara, and that's certainly one dimension of what's going on over here. Avshalom is preparing his rebellion. Another dimension, as we mentioned, is that David was told that he's going to have to be punished, and before Shlomo will become king, there's going to be this event of rebellion, in that Shlomo is not going to simply be able to be coronated, but the process at the end of David's lifetime, both dealing with Avshalom and dealing with Adonijahu, is going to be one of rebellion. Avshalom in particular is going to actually be the sword, is going to be a true battle. Shlomo will not be able to be installed easily. And that was the punishment for David's taking Bathsheba in a underhanded manner. Now, one more piece over here is that Avshalom himself knew that David was meant to be king for 40 years. Rashi Bayas tells us that he made some sort of calculation and came to the conclusion that it was time for him to make his move if he wanted to become king. He made a calculation of 40 years. Rashi words it from the time that the Jewish people asked for a king. Other Mefarshim in the book of Shmuel describe it that he wanted to catch it while David was still king before they would install a different son. And therefore, according to the Mefarshim and Navi, Miketzar Boim Yom is not taken literally as our Gemara takes it, an actual count of 40, but rather towards the end of 40 years, a little bit more stylistic liberty in the way the Mefarshim understand it in Navi. But either approach is that a number of things are happening all at once. The Jewish people are being punished. Many people are going to die in this civil war, being punished for asking for a king. David has a punishment for taking Bathsheba, which he has to undergo before Shlomo can be installed to continue the Davidic dynasty. And Avshalom has his own calculations of rebellion based on the 40 years, and he's thinking that it's time to make his rebellion. Again, our primary topic as far as the Gemara goes is that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Parenthetically, he was a very handsome person, and being a Nazir probably gave him the aura of being a spiritual person. And this Nazir Olam plays itself not only into the halachas of Nazirus, but also into the history and direction of the Jewish people in his time. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.